Hey, Catholic Schools Week off and rolling, and let's find out what's going on at Lumen Christi. Their principal, Stephanie Kristovic, joins us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
Well, we've just been busy with in-person learning and really trying to show our kids lots and lots of love this year. It's been a hard year in a lot of ways, but it's been a good year, too. And we're just glad every single day that we're in school is a great day. And so Catholic Schools Week is even more significant this year because I think everyone, whether in school or whatever, we're just, you know, appreciating the small things more, things that we may have taken for granted. So it's a great week for us to kind of pause and thank our community members, parents, students, faculty, staff, for all that they do to make our schools really amazing places.
Boy, what a challenge this has been, hasn't it?
It has been. You know, I think I think people are having to give up a lot. And so it's hard to keep doing that. But we really have kept our focus on continuing to infuse our schools with strong learning and joy. And this week is just another example of that. You know, so we really believe in the resilience of our kids. We ask them to work hard, to do hard things. And so we challenge them to be creative, and they found lots of fun ways to do that and still be safe this year. So we're really proud of them.
I know a lot of special activities, and the kids look forward to this every year, don't they?
Yeah. So here at Lumen Christi, we celebrate, we have five core values. And so we use the week to focus on our five core values. And so we have activities throughout the week that celebrate those things that make Lumen Christi and Jackson Catholic Schools unique. So, for example, yesterday, the big hit yesterday, and I had no idea that this would be a hit, but our eighth grade student council sponsored a blanket drive. And if you donated a blanket, then you got to wear a blanket to class all day. And I was very shocked at just how popular wearing a blanket to class would be. So those kinds of fun things that merge both fun for the students, but also service, faith, academics, which are kind of the core of Catholic schools across the country, but especially Lumen Christi. So we've got more fun stuff coming up all week. We're celebrating promoting teamwork on Wednesday, which is also our Student Appreciation Day. This year it happens to align with National Signing Day, so that's a great opportunity for us to showcase our student leader athletes who are heading on to collegiate athletics. We have our Honor Roll Assembly this week. We always have a very impressive number of students who earn honors every quarter and semester, and so they get honored with a special breakfast and a little photo shoot because it's the year of COVID. So we have lots of fun things coming up this week to remind our students of how they're growing and getting better at our core values.
And the other schools are participating also, aren't they?
Absolutely. So Catholic Schools Week is a national event. But here in Jackson, you know, as you know, just this past year, we've now become a formal school district. Mm-hmm. So Lumen Christi and Queens Elementary School, St. John's and St. Mary's are now formally Jackson Catholic Schools. So we're a single entity. And so before we collaborated all the time, but now it's even more formal and purposeful. So throughout the week, we're doing things together to celebrate one another. So today we celebrate Living Faith, and we're still managing to have an all area mass. So Father Brian is hosting mass on live stream, which is our new normal. And so elementary school students from across the area will be tuning in this morning, and you can tune in too. So your listeners can tune in by following our Facebook page and clicking on the link at 10:20 a.m. But Father Brian's homilies are always a treat. So we're definitely collaborating, and these same core values that we celebrate here at Lumen Christi, definitely you can see in all of our elementary schools as well.
Being a single entity, single school district, have you noticed any change, or is it just some things that are subtle?
I think it's subtle to start, but the momentum is going to continue to build over time. I mean, the most important reason why we became a school district is to even further develop the core values that make us excellent. We want to be the best possible schools that we can for our community and our families because they deserve it. They deserve to have amazing schools where kids can grow in faith and academics and leadership. And so our primary goal is to make really even more awesome schools. And so I think over time, you're going to continue to see that develop even further. We have an excellent reputation in our community, which is well earned. Our schools are academically excellent, but more than that, they create really great people. And I know whenever I meet a Lumen Christi alum throughout the city or in the area or in the state, those same characteristics come through right away. Their belief in doing service, in acting as leaders in their community, in working hard to achieve excellence. So I think you're going to continue to see that grow and get even better now that we're working together more formally.
There's a pride there, isn't there?
There's a strong pride, and it comes from for good reason. You know, people develop pride when you work hard to achieve something that's important. And so that's one of our mottos, especially when we work with our seniors and our student leaders, is that we do hard things. And that getting better involves being willing to take on things that are hard. And so whether it's, you know, doing service in Jamaica or working towards the college that you really want to get into or pursuing the career center, all of those are things we ask our kids to do with excellence. And so that pride comes from kind of a shared sense of where we're heading as a community. I'm really proud to be a Lumen Christi alum.
Stephanie Kristovic, who is, what? How many years now? Four or five?
Five, yeah. I track it. My youngest daughter, we moved here when she was 3 months old, so that's how I keep track of it.
Wow.
So she's about to turn five, so this is my fifth year.
Seemed like just last week you were sitting here when you just came to town.
I know. You have always been so kind to me, so thank you for welcoming me and continuing to have us on.
Goes fast. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Stephanie Kristovic. Catholic Schools Week underway at all the schools. And, of course, she's at Lumen. And if you have any interest in checking out their programs, you just give them a call and they will set up a tour for you.